Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Today's guest is the owner of Jimenez Counseling. She is Dr. Carolina Jimenez, and she's going to talk to us a little bit more about her practice and what she does. Dr. Jimenez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Murillo.
Tell us a little bit more about your specialty and information that you'd like to share with our guests.
So psychological evaluations for immigration cases are really helpful to both immigrants and non-immigrants. That's a huge misconception about my work, that I only work with Spanish speakers or I only work with immigrants, when in fact, psychological evaluations for immigration cases are conducted to assess the impact that immigration stress has on both immigrants and non-immigrants. So, seeing how it affects their well-being and their overall mental health.
So when you say that you work with people who are going through a process, tell us a little bit more about, the services that you provide and how it helps the individual, but as you mentioned, right, the family as well.
So, one of the major cases that I work for are called hardship waivers. These are conducted on American citizens or lawful permanent residents to show how they would suffer if their immigrant relative left the country. So, in this case, the beneficiary for the immigration status is the immigrant. However, the beneficiary of all the support, all the positive factors that the spouse or loved one contributes is the American citizen or lawful permanent resident. Other cases that we work for include U visas. So this is a case where an immigrant will survive a violent crime, and we are encouraging them to go make a report to keep everyone safe, not just the immigrant community. So by doing so, by cooperating with the police, they could qualify for a U visa, and that helps them legalize their status.
And so you specialize in providing all of these services, all of this counseling to provide the documentation, perhaps, all of the referrals that may need to take place, correct?
Correct. So I don't do counseling anymore. I do 100% immigration evaluation. So I only talk to clients once or twice. Based on that interview, I'll write a comprehensive report. That report is usually about 10 single-spaced pages, so it's pretty detailed. And that is provided to the client and the immigration attorney to be submitted to immigration. So that is crucial evidence for their cases.
So for attorneys out there who handle immigration cases, you can call Dr. Carolina Jimenez directly. Individuals can also just come to you as well, correct?
Correct. Some people choose to file on their own, not to hire the attorneys, either for financial or for other reasons. So both clients call me directly, but I also have good working relationships with several attorneys in Houston.
But this is a critical component, correct? That
Yes.
is a necessary component.
Oftentimes people don't want to spend the time or money, and understandably so, it could get pretty expensive pretty quickly. However, when they wait, they get something called a request for evidence. When immigration requests this, they only have 30 days to submit additional evidence. So that creates more stress, then they have to scramble and make sure they can find someone who can provide this for them. So attorneys will often recommend that they do it ahead of time.
Very well. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, if you want more information about my services, you can visit my website, HoustonImmigrationEvaluations.com. And as always, before deciding who you want to work with, you have the right to ask, the qualifications, experience, and training that the person conducting this important evaluation has.
Credentials are very important. Dr. Carolina Jimenez, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo.